It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Happy Monday morning to you. Y'all, March is almost over. I can't believe how fast 2021 is going. And I can't believe that we get to be a part of something really cool this morning. We have Paula Schell. She is the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Northwest Florida. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I'm so excited you get to join me because everybody is talking about March Madness, right? We have the NCAA going on, but y'all have something even better happening in my eyes. And so before we jump into it, for maybe individuals who are just learning a little bit more about Big Brothers Big Sisters, maybe we have some listeners who just don't know what the program is about, you know, I would love for you just to explain, you know, the vision, the heart and mission behind Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Absolutely. You know, something that's so near and dear to my heart. I always just get excited when I get an opportunity to share because, you know, each of us, I think in our own lives, had somebody that guided us and kind of nurtured us and brought us to where we are today. So I'm sure you've got somebody in your life that was that person. I've got somebody in my life that was that person. And that's what we do at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We bring that person into the life of a child who just needs an extra hand, an extra guide, an extra support system. We call our volunteers bigs. We call our kids littles. And that big comes into the life not to be a parent. They're not taking the place of a parent or guardian. They're there just to be an extra support system for that parent or guardian as their child grows up to be a productive community citizen. And that's what we do at Big Brothers Big Sisters is relationship building. And I can't think of a better profession to be in because, you know, it makes us better as people and it makes our community better as a whole. And that's what's important is our community. And so
absolutely,
that's what we do.
Yes. And so, I mean, when you talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters, you know, there could be a lot of reasons behind a child or a young adult. I mean, you can, what is the age range that you see come into Big Brothers Big Sisters program?
Yeah, so we service children that are in kindergarten through 18 or beyond. So our ultimate goal is to put together a really good match. So that's what we do. That's what it's called when a big is connected with a little. It's a match. And so our goal is to put together a really good, strong match so that that relationship will continue years and years and years. For instance, I've been with my little sister going on 9 years.
Wow.
So she's just like an extended arm of my family. And so that's what we want to put together. The primary goal or the primary focus of the kids that we serve are kids primarily from single-parent households. We do look at households if there is a special circumstance within the family, and it's a two-parent household, we will look at that. But it's primarily that single-parent household. We support foster families, military families, grandparents raising their grandchildren. But the primary focus is that single-parent home.
Yeah, I mean, it's single parenting. I have several friends who do it. It's a tough job. I grew up in a single-parent home for a little while. And quite frankly, mm-hmm. when my mom got remarried, my dad is who he is. I consider him. He became, like you said, my advocate, my person throughout my life, literally until his mm-hmm. very last day on earth. So you never underestimate the power that you can have and the difference you can make in somebody else's life. And so I just love this. And you never know like what this kid's background could be too. And I love that you guys match them so they can have that relationship together and it can be appropriate and it can connect well.
Yeah, you know, we want to do what we can on the front end before we even put a match together to weed out obstacles, things that might be come into play that would, you know, create an issue in the match relationship. And a simple example of that would be that, say, for instance, you live in downtown Pensacola and pretty doggone sure that you don't want to drive out to Century on a weekly basis to pick up your little. So it can be as simple as geographically where you live. You know, we also look at your likes, your dislikes, your preferences, the skills that bigs bring to the table, and we want to match them to the needs of the child. You know, for instance, my little, I always tell the staff, you guys could not have done a better job putting me with her. We are just like two peas in a pod, you know. We have the same interests. We have the same likes, kind of mannerisms, so to speak, you know, kind of sometimes. And so that's what we do. You know, we listen to those bigs that come through to say, I feel comfortable working with a child that maybe has this issue or experienced this in their life, or I don't feel comfortable working with a child that has those obstacles in their life. So we listen to all of that. That's why we take our bigs through a very extensive screening process on the front end. And we fingerprint our volunteers. We run a driving check because you'd be driving your little around. We check references. So it's very thorough, and because safety of our children is a number one focus for us as well.
Absolutely.
And so we just want to make sure that what two people we put together is going to be successful.
That's, yes. Safety first is what I say. I've worked with kids before, and safety and protection is first in everything. Then fun is next. So, and making that impact.
That's good.
You know, I mean, but always safety first. I tell my kids that. Now, something really exciting. This is, like I said before, we're in the middle of March Madness, right? We have all that going on, but y'all have something really exciting happening as well. March Matchness. How is that going? And explain a little bit more about what you guys are doing through that.
So, you know, it's just a campaign that we do every year in conjunction with the basketball. And I'm not a basketball person, so my staff actually got very creative with this campaign many years ago, and we've just kind of have kept it, you know, going forward and just kind of put a spin onto March Madness and calling it March Matchness. And really trying to, the goal is to recruit 30 bigs in 30 days. And, you know, with what we've done is really through our social media platform of generating that through great partners like you stepping up and helping us spread the word and everything like that. So it's our goal just from Pensacola to Panama City, because that is our service area, is to recruit 30 bigs in 30 days. So currently right now, we still have about 13 left to go. That doesn't mean we can't get there by the end of March, but those 17 individuals that have stepped up to help us, man, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and for your interest and your eagerness to help change a life and change the community. And but we can still make goal, but you know, it is just calling in and at least letting us know you're interested, and then we'll get you through the process.
Yes, at least starting it, asking questions, seeing if this is a right fit for you. You know, I always tell people, like, you can live your life, you can make the money, go to work, do all the things, but until you start impacting a life around you or somebody that you know, you don't really get to experience like how amazing this life is that we receive. And so I just encourage anybody who's listening to just consider it big brothers, big sisters. We have more with Paula. We're going to take a break, but if you have a question too, feel free to text it in during this time, 437-1620. I would love to hear from you, or maybe you're a big brother or big sister and you want to just give a shout out and let everybody know how amazing this organization is. 437-1620. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Are you a veteran or first responder? At Dutchman's in Foley, they support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a veteran or first responder, you qualify for a 10% discount on your purchase of any Husqvarna power equipment. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why Husqvarna is the brand trusted by the pros. Come see Michael at Dutchman's on Highway 98 in Foley, just east of the Foley Beach Express, or check him out online at thedutchmanslawn.com.
Ballet Pensacola's Snow White, the Pensacola Opera's Heartbreak High, and the Pensacola Symphony's Concert in the Park. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and thank you for spending your morning with me. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful day, a wonderful day to be alive, and a wonderful time to start considering how you can make a difference in the world around you. So we are very lucky to be talking with Paula Schell, who is the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters Northwest Florida. And Paula's been sharing with us this morning about how they are doing a campaign, March Matchness, to recruit. They just need 13 more bigs to wrap up this month. So Paula, you know, in the midst of all this, what has been really, I want to know, if you even know, what has been people's reasonings and in their heart, that tug in their heart to step forward and do this?
You know, I think, I don't know specifically regarding those individuals that have, you know, called in, you know, those 17 that we were mentioning, but I did have somebody text me last night. I did a speaking engagement last night to a Rotary Interact Club for high school students. And one of the moms from one of the kids was actually listened in on the call. And she texted me afterwards and said, I need to be a big sister. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just as simple as sharing the message. Even if your listeners don't have the time right now, but share our message with somebody else. Right. It spreads like wildfire like that. And so I just think her listening to me speak about the stories, maybe about my own little sister in the story. I did share with them a really touching story that was near and dear to my heart. And so you never know how you're going to impact it when you share the mission and share the stories.
Mm-hmm. Stories have power.
I just think they do have power, and I think that people do have that deep down urge to kind of impact and influence somebody else. And that's what I talked with the kids last night, is about being an influencer. But do it in a relationship type way.
That's right.
And you can change a life of someone. So I do want to share, just when we left the last segment right before the break, is mentioning just the time commitment. Because a lot of people say, I just don't have the extra time. And I tell everybody that I'm very busy in my life, but I never find extra time to get together with my little sister. I just incorporate her into what I'm already doing in my life. And if I look at it that way, then she just comes along. That's all.
Right.
Now I might just make a little detour drive to go pick her up to go do whatever I have to do.
Sure.
But she still will go to grocery shop with me. She goes to, you know, Target with me. She'll go Home Depot. You know, those things
that's
that fun. I need to do and check off my list. All she wants to do and all our littles want is somebody just to spend time with them. And so it's not about finding extra time. We do ask our bigs, at least they're willing to spend or commit to weekly time, at a minimum, two times in person. So only two times a month do you need to see your little in person. The other two times can be just a phone call.
Right.
So it's a very simple and easy time commitment.
Yeah.
So I just at least wanted to share that with your listeners, because
a lot of
people think, oh, gosh, I just don't have extra time.
Well, time is valuable. And people, you know, it's one of our most precious commodity that we have, you know. Mm-hmm. And so actually one of our listeners was texting just while we were chatting that, you know, obviously having their own children comes in as a factor, and they have younger children. And so I can tell just by their text that they have a heart for kids. Can I mm-hmm. include my children and my husband on my match activities?
Absolutely. So, and we get that question all the time. Now, that person would need to be the one that would come through, go through the interview process, and be the sole, you know, big
sure.
brother
yes.
or big sister with, and what we say is get to know your little first one-on-one, and then absolutely you can incorporate your family.
That's awesome.
That little, a lot of times, doesn't get to see what a household is with a family intact. And so that's an awesome way to get them to experience that. And we've even had people come through and say, I want to make sure that I'm matched with a little that's the same age as my child, so that when they do get together, they have a little bit in common.
That's fine.
But it does role model to your children about service and giving back
yes.
and that people are important. And so it really is a good way to teach your own children and to incorporate your family.
Absolutely. Now, and here's a follow-up question. Is there a lot of money that goes into this? Is there a cost to sign up? What is that process?
No. So it is a free service to the families that enroll their children, and it's a free service to our bigs as well. Now, the whole interview process and the screening process that our bigs go through at the beginning, we even don't require our bigs to pay for that background screening. We do tell them that if they would like to contribute to help offset the cost,
right.
they're more than welcome to, but they don't have to. My board is very adamant if somebody is going to come and give of their time, that it's at no cost to them.
Absolutely.
And then what we tell our bigs after they are matched, it's not about spending time or spending money on your little. It's about spending time.
Right.
Now, there'll be times where you'll want to treat them to something, but it is not about always spending money. And then we do have what we call our Magic Card program. It's where local businesses have joined on, and they give free or reduced costs when our bigs are out with their little. Every big that is matched get what we call a little magic card. And when they go to a certain business that is listed on our magic card, they would, with their little, then they show that card and they get that discount rate.
Excellent.
So we do have a lot of support.
Yes.
But it's not, we encourage doing things that don't cost money. I mean, we live in a wonderful area. Our beaches, trails and nature trails, and just getting out and just enjoying life,
so
walking around, going to the park,
yes.
So much to do
just that you
don't have to do that.
Love it. There's so many ideas. I love all the information that you're giving. We're going to take a quick break. We have more with Paula Schell from Big Brothers Big Sisters when we return.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna. It's just about 10:28 here, and we have been chatting with Paula Schell from Big Brothers Big Sisters. She is letting you know that you can sign up pretty much anytime. Do they give you a call? Do they go online? How easy is it to sign up to become a big brother or a big sister?
I think the easiest, they can go to our website, which is bbbsnwfl.org. I know that's a mouthful, but probably the easiest for your listeners to remember is our phone number, which is 433-KIDS, K-I-D-S, which is 5437. You just call and say that you're interested in becoming a big, and then staff will help you right away. So it's 433-KIDS, and we would love to have you to come through the process.
That's awesome. So, and like Paula shared before, it doesn't take a lot, just a little bit of your time that can literally change the trajectory of a person's future, because those kids, those littles, eventually they're going to become bigs. They're going to become big kids and adults, and we want them to have amazing, thriving lives. And this is a great way and a free way to pretty much just get involved in your community. And if you have questions or you want to go online and check them out, their website is amazing. We're almost to the end of March, so I'm sure that if you want to be a part of this, now is the time to be a part of March Matchness and become a big brother or a big sister and find that little in your life that you can just make a difference in. And so many people are texting in. Big Brothers Big Sisters is such a great organization. Thank you for all you do for the community. Yes, Jessica, I agree wholeheartedly. And thank you so much, Paula, for taking time for us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it.